A farmer knows how to be in tune with his machines. You know what it sounds like when things run good, and you know something is wrong when it's running bad. You can tell when a bearing goes out or your tractor isn't running quite right. When you buy a new machine, it takes a while to become familiar, but by spending time with it, you learn how it works and what its limits are. Have we as husbands and fathers spent enough quality time with our wives and children to be in tune with them? Do you know that your wife wants you to understand her well enough so she doesn't have to explain all the specifics? Unfortunately, for a lot of men, that concept has sort of sailed by in one of the higher gears. Children also need the tuning in of Papa, not just Mama. We need to tune in order to effectively help them tune up for life. And what about God? Are you tuned in to Him through Bible study and prayer? We need to know how to tune into relationships like we know how to tune into machinery. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Do you feel the rumble? place as your head comes crumbling down. Do you know what I mean?
And greetings. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, American Freedom Network, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Streaming. Here we have, at the studio, we have 1360 AM radio, and we have the radio, internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknight 6 to 7 on 1360 AM in the Johnstown area, northern Colorado. Podcasts, both hours on 1360KHNC.com. And then the first hour will be on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So, now in the second hour, I'm going to shift to another article, and my goodness, I just had it here in front of me. I put things down, and I don't, well, I have four, let's see, one, two, three, four, five different piles, and thank goodness I found it. Okay, this is going back to 2021. We finally find out what's happening with the vaccinations. And a Dr. Frank Zaleski, he finds aluminum life form, tentacled parasite in Pfizer vaccine. Vaccine parasites found in vaccinated blood, causing blood clots and heart issues. Frank Zaleski, Polish, I think, or I'm just not sure where he's from. Let's see here, a video surfaced online showing a Polish doctor speaking about finding a sample of Pfizer vaccines, an aluminum carbon life form with a head and three legs in different colors. The aluminum, carbon, and bromine is what it was comprised of. The video on YouTube received 130,000 views before being removed from YouTube. It is on BitChute. This is in October 2021. The life form started at 25 microns. Goes on to demonstrate with the string that the comparative size of the head to the legs, saying the head is 20 microns in size, the tentacles as much as 2.5 millimeters or 2,500 microns. Understated but dramatic, the doctor's presentation offers a terrifying look into a very sinister program of stealth insertion of self-replicating synthetic biology life forms into what have been presented by world governments as a beneficial vaccine for humanity. So, what was supposed to be and what is being presented as a beneficial vaccine, they're putting a life form into you, or back then, into them. So, Zaleski states he examined five vials of the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine, found only a saline solution with drying NaCl solution, chloride, or common salt crystals in a couple of these vials before discovering the thing. He calls it the thing. with a head and three legs in a third vial. It was already together. He also said he was specifically looking for something in the vaccine that suggested that using graphite tape caused the emergence of this living being under the microscope. He concluded that the graphene in the vaccine acts as kind of a food or catalyst for the thing. So the graphene, it's a food for the thing. And that the vaccine contains the eggs of the thing which hatch in the presence of graphene. So this is horrifying. Very horrifying, isn't it? The thing that the vaccine contains, and the vaccine contains the eggs of the thing which hatch in the presence of graphene, showing spectrographs of the chemical content of the thing. He said it is composed of aluminum and carbon, with the leg part being composed of carbon. He shows close-ups of the leg and the end appendage, which he calls a paw, and says this part is composed of carbon. Has anyone ever heard of an aluminum-based life form? Do we think it's beneficial? Zaleski quite effectively, he asks. He drives home the implication that this is a true act of bioterrorism to contaminate the vaccines with the horrific synthetic parasite, which is meant to self-replicate, preserve its life and progeny, and essentially proliferate inside the human bloodstream and body. He also shows that other spectrographs reported that these other samples of the unknown creature, which is possibly a synthetic biological creation manufactured in bioweapons labs. These labs were in the Ukraine, many of them, not all, many. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Going on with the article again, this was out of everydayconcernedcitizen.net, October 11th, 2021. What have they found since that time? What have they found to the present? Those studying and manufacturing new inorganic or inorganic-organic life forms in universities and research institutions today seem to be vested in this science as an emerging technology. As this research paper, Artificial Life Forms, The Strains of the Future, by a researcher at McGill University's Department of Medicine, illustrates. But there is no excuse whatsoever for vaccine manufacturers to insert a biological life form, synthetic or natural, in a vial, a vaccine of any kind, particularly one that is currently being forced and coerced onto people worldwide. Informed consent demands full disclosure of ingredients. It is very clear at this point that the top COVID vaccine manufacturers have concealed numerous ingredients in the vaccines, which are now being unearthed by research scientists and being found to be supremely harmful, toxic, and distinctly threatening to human health. DNA collection, DNA analysis, DNA contamination. This world we have to realize is almost already lost. The doctor talks about how the tiny brush-like tendrils of the COVID test swabs are operating as DNA brushes and DNA collectors, and further describe how DNA collection for a central DNA database is being openly carried out back then, 2021, at airports. While the human species is being therefore collectively targeted for sickness, parasite infection, and extermination, with dangerous inclusions in vaccine nobody needs, has a 99.97% recovery rate for most age groups. It appears individual human DNA is still in high demand for data collection and analysis purposes. For what purpose? That's unclear. So, it is possible that the stealth DNA contamination with the contrived DNA of synbio organism and known parasites, including with the regenerative DNA of the immortal Hydra, considered here earlier in an earlier post. Dr. Medej revelation is internationally being executed with the inclusion of these dubious organisms in the vaccines. So anyhow, I've been wanting to present this for quite a while. There are parasites seen under optical and electron microscopes in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Trypanosoma parasites found in vaccinated blood and recorded at CDC, VAERS, MARA, UK, yellow card system. The mystery of Trypanosoma cruzi and Trypanosoma bruchi parasites. So in the VAERS database, they revealed that a woman had been diagnosed with this parasite, Trypanosoma cruzi, in her blood. And right now, when you go in for a blood transfer, when you go in for a blood transfusion, it's very difficult to know if you are being given blood from somebody that had been vaccinated and you have contaminated blood. So it's better if you need an operation, go in, talk to your doctor, your physician, have them take your own blood, store it, make sure you get your own blood should you need it. The case and a few others recorded at Veyers reveal that antibodies for this parasite are checked regularly, that a blood test exists, is routinely applied to blood to the blood to check for infectious disease antibodies, which includes screening for the parasite. Now, in Revelation chapter 6, one of the horsemen of the apocalypse is disease, plagues. By disease, it means bacteria, things of that nature, but it can also mean bugs or parasites, organic creatures living in parasites, tapeworms, things of this nature. But in Revelation chapter 6, these horsemen of the apocalypse represent mankind who has no conscience, no morals, and are willing to use their fellow species and create creatures through the technology we have that was not created in the Garden of Eden. There are natural parasites, dewormers for animals, but then there are man-made creatures, which is what I've just described in the paper, created in biolabs throughout the world. And I would say that 80% of these biolabs and the research that has been done in the biolabs has been funded in one way or another by the World Health Organization with the knowledge of Bill Gates to the Gates Foundation, and Melinda Gates Foundation. No, forget the Linda. I think she realized that she better get away from Bill. And also, going back to, about 2005, while Obama was a senator in that vicinity, that time frame, already he was traveling to Ukraine, to Europe, meaning Obama, to look at the research in the biolabs in Ukraine and elsewhere. Why? And at that time, he was very familiar, and I think that he was in contact with Gates, and everything that Gates was doing conceptually, I believe that it most likely Gates was explaining to Obama what he was doing, why it was necessary, why it would need to be funded by the government. And then by the time that Barry took office, he was funding quite a bit of these hidden biolabs internationally. The biolabs within the country are the universities. And you can't walk into a university and go into biology, to the area where they have the labs, chemistry or anything. You can't find out what they're doing in CSU. We know what they're going to do at CSU with the Bat Cave. Some more research. Is it going to get out? Oh yeah. But before it gets out to the people in Fort Collins, it's going to be released into the nations of the world. The nations that are de-dollarizing, They'll send bombs. They'll send diseases. They'll send laser from above. But Obama was already knowledgeable of the biolabs in Ukraine. And why is it that Ukraine is being defended by NATO, by the U.S.? Yes, they want to destroy Russia. But at the same time, these biolabs, which most of them Russia built, Russia knows where they are. And Russia was trying to have these agreements with the United States that we would sign treaties, that we would not take the research in these biolabs in Ukraine or elsewhere in Georgia, Soviet Georgia, the old Soviet Georgia. America has labs there also. And that the weapons that were being created would not be used on Russia. This is another reason why Vladimir sent troops in 2022 into Ukraine. One of the first things he did as they took over some of the territory in eastern Ukraine is he took back those biolabs to see what was being done. And this is where they were finding these creatures that are soul or without a spirit. They have the big black eyes. They found other creatures. I don't know what they were. The genetic technology, the genetic, you know, what happens when you splice part of an iguana into a human? They're using, they're taking brain tissue from humans and putting it in mice. Now that's crazy, or rats. That's all you want them to do is become a little more, as bright as they are already. You want to increase their IQ? Better kill them. Don't let them get out. So with these biolabs, 2005, already Gates and Obama is being informed before he becomes president of what is happening in these labs. And he, I have the article here, he was excited about it. And during his administration, he funded it. See if I can find a little bit of what it was stated. Here, before I go to break, it's too late. I'm going to break. I'll have to read who is doing this research. Where are these researchers coming from? They're coming from the United States. They're ending up in Azerbaijan, Georgia, south of Russia, Kazakhstan, in the Ukraine. American scientists working on these projects came from, and then I'm going to hold right there. I'm going to tell you where they came from. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at knowdiabetesbyheart.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man, inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at
KHNC.
For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Daily Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The Present Truth Program, weeknight 6 to 7 on AM 1360 Radio, Northern Colorado, Johnstown Station, streaming for both podcasts, and the program in the evening will be streamed. Anything on the station is always streamed, but you can listen on the on your radio if you're in the area. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour will be podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'm going to go back to this article on these biolabs because we forget. And these labs were part of America's Department of Defense, DARPA, and I'm trying to find the exact. Well, anyhow, let me go on. Here's where they were placed. 10 collaborative research projects underway in Azerbaijan, Georgia, Kazakhstan, and the Ukraine. American scientists working on these projects. This is back in 2005. Louisiana State University, New Mexico State University, Arizona State University, University of Maryland, Pennsylvania State University, of course, University of Florida, Texas A&M University, Department of Agriculture, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, Naval Medical Research Center, Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, Armed Forces Research Institute of Medical Sciences, Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, and the Naval Medical Research Unit 3. America. The rider of the second horse, the red horse, disease, pestilence, plague. These plagues are man-made, Christ said in Revelation chapter 6. The riders of the horse, or the horses of the apocalypse, this would be untamed mankind, unyielding to God, to conscience, to morals, to common decency, individuals who hate their neighbor rather than love their neighbor, and they will create these diseases and things never not created in the Garden of Eden, not things that did not evolve naturally or change naturally, but actually made synthetically through technology. Let's see here. And the Republicans involved too, they continued. The commitment to the extent that he was commended by Obama with an official medal and his name in the Biltz Research Center in 2011. And who was the person? Oh, who was it that was given this? I can't find his name. Well, somebody was commended. A year later, in 2012, the Washington Pentagon-based Department of Defense funded the opening of 11 laboratories in Ukraine. One of these, the blah, 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 State Regional Diagnostic Veterinary Laboratory. In the days following Russia's military operation in Ukraine, February 24, 2022, both of the governments asked for the destruction of the documents of these biological research centers. Why? Incriminating evidence. Why? Should Trump win this election? Are they going to be brought forth as criminals and tried in the new Nuremberg trials? Crimes against humanity. They ask that these research documents be destroyed. After the 2014 NATO coup had passed under American control through collaboration, it was in 2014 they tried to destroy it. Anyhow, President Obama, during his administration, with all of these military agencies, were heavily involved in research in these biolabs. All through his administration, all of these Department of Defense contractors, agencies, this is in Revelation chapter 6, you can see it seems opaque in the Revelation chapter 6. But when you find documentation, and this is how God does it, you find evidence of these sicknesses. Where do they come from? Who is involved in funding the laboratories, the research. One of the big, big players. These researchers, where did they come from? All these universities in the United States with American military coming out of empire. Do you see why the Spirit of God is lifting off of the United States of America? Do you see why America now, we shouldn't be, we were civilized, but we're no longer what you would call civilized. We've now become a nation that, in Revelation chapter 17, we're responsible for the death, or chapter 18, the death of all of the people who are going to die in the plagues, the diseases, the famines, the wars that are beginning. They're just beginning. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
So, internationally, you have, for the last, prior to 2005, going back into like 1991, you have this research, not on American soil, too many eyes, but internationally, Ukraine, elsewhere, China, Much of this is funded by America through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Not all of it. Quite a bit of it. But then with Barack Obama becoming president, it was funded heavily through all the Department of Defense contractors, or the Defense Department, all of these agencies. Christ said that this would happen. It says that in the years before Christ returns, the world would be unhealthy and unwell. There's a song, "I'm Not Crazy, I'm Just a Little Unwell." Well, mentally, the world would be mentally unwell. And physically, nations would be sick. They would be unhealthy. And when Christ returns, the leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations. That's always been a principle. It will be more principle because of the sicknesses that are being unleashed upon mankind through the children of the devil, the sons of Frankenstein, internationally. China is, they're developing, or they're working to, with little children before they're born. They wanted, I don't know how exactly they would do it, but to increase the mental, the intelligence of children before they're born. So that these children, when they're born, their IQ is way above what would be normal. This is what, when you don't have God and you're free from moral restrictions, you can do anything. And that's the nature of man. The creature of choice to experiment on is not the mouse, the rat, the rabbit, the monkey. It's mankind. It's man himself. This is the where all biology, all the research is upon mankind. All DNA, all the new techniques for splicing, who knows what they're doing? What kind of creatures are being created that are part human, part something else? Transhumanism. I've discussed in the past the swabs that they were taking samples up your nose. They weren't taking swabs necessarily of what was in the mucus, but they were adding to the people they had on the swabs the DNA of a certain type of fly. And they were putting the DNA of this fly high in the nasal cavity near the brain. And they're adding DNA to the people that took the swab. And so now that person has a blend of not only Homo sapien, but now another DNA in the system. So they're dual. Yeah, the DNA of natural and added. And this is the plan of man for transhumanism, to change our DNA so that we are no longer Homo sapien only. We are Homo sapien plus whatever. And there have been some programs by a Todd Callender and Jane Ruby. They talked about how the military, going back to 2005, with all the vaccinations, they have been trying to change the DNA of the individuals that were in the armed forces, adding who knows what. and they've created what they call homoborgenesis. In other words, these people are no longer Homo sapien, they are homoborgenesis, the beginning of something. They have DNA that has been added to them, an additional DNA. This is what Christ said, and this is what he said in the book of Revelation, that the four horsemen of the apocalypse are going to bring diseases or I don't know how to explain it. Diseases, plagues. A plague doesn't necessarily have to be a germ. Having something synthetic in your bloodstream, I would call that a plague. So I'll be back to finish out the hour. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, I'll return.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Okay, we'll finish today's program. Weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts, 1360khnc.com for both hours. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the first hour. And then weeknights, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio in the Northern Colorado, Johnstown area. I'm going to finish out with an article out of CBS News. 13 Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks taken from the coast off of Rio de Janeiro, tested for the cocaine, the primary and the primary molecule in cocaine. Each shark's liver and muscles tested positive for high levels of cocaine. The sharks were swimming sideways, backwards, upside down. I'm kidding. Now, going back to the article, the study found that the female sharks tested had higher concentrations of cocaine in their muscles than male sharks. In 2023, there was a movie called Cocaine Shark. In 2023, there was also a movie called A Cocaine Bear. True story. I think it was in Georgia. Some guys had dropped cocaine out of a plane, and the parachuter, he died in the jump at night, and a bear and the cubs found the cocaine and started killing people. True story. They were addicted. The mother was addicted to cocaine and ended up killing people and attacking, hurting. I don't remember how many people died, but cocaine bear and now cocaine shark. Let's see here. Cocaine is so prevalent, it's obviously fueling a gigantic human demand and also impacting sharks and other ocean life. The coastal fisheries off of Florida Keys, there are increasing threats, of course. I mean, there's a lot of cocaine there in Florida. Pharmaceuticals are often overlooked, an overlooked dimension of water quality, and their presence in South Florida bonefish is a cause for concern. The contaminants pose a significant threat to the flats fishery, an important part of Florida's recreational saltwater fishery. So there was a study that began in 2018. And I just felt to bring this because this is affecting not only people, but they're finding pressure medications, antidepressants, prostate treatment medications, antibiotics, pain relievers in the crabs, the shrimp, the bonefish. We're not going to make it, like you said, in the Terminator. We're not going to make it, are we? Yeah, we're going to make it because of the Lord Jesus. We're going to make it. He's the only reason the world will make it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, we'll visit tomorrow.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.